Charleston, South Carolina has found an innovative way to preserve its quality of life. It's called the Livability Court, and it hears cases involving animal control, traffic, and trash. Michael Maloney is one of the judges. He says that surges in tourism, sprawl, and commercial development have overloaded other courts.
Charleston just isn't designed for the type of congestion that we've experienced over the last 5 to 10 years, and I think that's one of the functions of a livability court is to try to deal with some of those problems.
What are some of the more interesting complaints you've heard?
Cases involving barking dogs, cases involving unsightly growth on properties, and tourism issues that previously were handled in a different way. As an example, there was an article in the paper about a young man who just had a child, and his neighbor had a dog that was barking incessantly, and he felt like he was bothering people by going in the traditional court process, and he wasn't getting any results. So he was very frustrated. It reached a point with this where there's no alternative but to remove the dog for at least 30 days to see if we can't correct the problem. So what we've seen is a focused approach to dealing with problems that heretofore have been handled in a very fractured way in city government.
But if it gets to a court, doesn't that indicate a breakdown in city services? For example, if my neighbor has a bunch of trash, I call the city, the county, whatever, and ask them to come pick up this person's trash.
Well, not necessarily. For example, you may have a restaurant who has generated a significant amount of trash. I mean, obviously, that's not a function in any way, shape, or form of a breakdown in city services. But it certainly is an eyesore. It's a problem for the sidewalks in Charleston, which is a city that was not designed for automobiles. So those problems need to be addressed in a more creative way. And that's what we're trying to do with this livability court approach, to think out of the box, if you will, and to address some of these problems with a lot more focus and with an idea towards trying to solve the problems as opposed to punishing the individuals who are responsible for some of the problems.
These sound like the complaints Judge Judy handles.
Oh, no. Very different than that. I get teased about it a good bit. I've been on the bench for over 2 decades now, and I take this job very seriously. And I think everybody is taking this livability court seriously here. It's something whose time has come. We reached a point in the city where the cumulative effect of not only the tourism we discussed earlier, but also the growth of the colleges, the gentrification of neighborhoods, dilapidated housing, just needed a new and creative way to approach these problems.
Judge Michael Maloney is a judge on the Livability Court in Charleston, South Carolina.